How are you doing, Oscar?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Jared. Thanks for joining me on the good news segment. Like, it means a lot for you to come in. Like, it's good to have you in here in the studio during the daily and just have another person here with me in the studio.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you having me on. It's really, really nice of you. I always love when you do it.
No worries, Jared. I think we're in desperate need of this good news segment. I don't know about you, but I've had a rough week.
Don't be too hasty. What's been happening, Oscar?
Man, well, I mentioned briefly before just straining my arms, not being able to really go out. Liverpool tied with United this morning. I mean, I came in last Monday and you weren't even here.
Are you a big Reds fan or?
Big Liverpool fan.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. You weren't even here last Monday. I thought, God, has Jared like left me? Like, am I that bad?
Yeah, listen, something came up, okay? On very short notice.
Too many red cordials.
There was not a single red cordial involved.
I believe you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But luckily enough, Tina Quinn stepped into my shoes.
She was great.
She's lovely. I work with her on the daily from time to time as well. She's fantastic and a fantastic presenter. I'm sure you would have seen that firsthand, Oscar.
Yeah, she was great, Jared. Really enjoyed. You know what? She even got a few calls in. People saying how good she was. You might have to watch out. You never know.
I heard about that. Thank you very much for reminding me.
No, it's okay. I'm only joking.
Alrighty, cool.
Let's get into it. Let's get the tune going.
Yep. All right, let's do it. Let's hear some good news.
Let's do it, Jared. All right, so first up, the oldest living Australian, Dexter Kruger, celebrated his 111th birthday last week.
What?
111.
I didn't know we had...
Neither did I. Someone that old.
Where's Dexter from, Oscar?
Dexter is from Perth. From Perth. So he lived through both World Wars, the Great Depression, and numerous droughts.
Oh, my word.
Can you imagine that?
Imagine being 111 years old and someone... imagine poor Dexter trying to use a QR code to sign into his local restaurant.
I can see it now, him like at a pub just being like...
He didn't stand a chance.
No.
Absolutely didn't stand a chance.
It was funny you mentioned that, actually. He says when he was asked about, like, I mean, what he found most amazing about just... time and what he'd witnessed in terms of just history.
Yeah.
He said advancements in technology.
Yeah, of course.
That's what really blew his mind. I mean, imagine being born 111 years ago and just seeing developments. He thought the phone actually in particular was like magic.
The telephone or the mobile phone?
The telephone, just being able to talk to someone. I still don't even understand how it works.
We take for granted, right? It's just like, oh yeah, I can get home, I can go on my phone, I can do whatever the hell I want on my phone. Then I can go and jump in my car and turn my car on, and then I can go and go home and flick a light on and then watch TV. And we just take that all for granted.
100%,
I have absolutely no idea how any of those things work. Like, I had mates that studied engineering and they'd be using like those, what are they, microchip things?
Yeah, right.
And you just look at them and you think that harnesses the power to completely change my life in inconspicuous ways that it's turned into, because now I just take them all for granted and I have absolutely no idea. It's just all ones and zeros.
It's mind blowing.
It's mind blowing.
I don't even try and understand. Thank God there are people that do understand it, so I can live a life like this. Yeah.
Sometimes it's easy to forget we're all just stardust.
100%, yeah.
Anyway, please go on.
Shout out to Dexter to make it to 111. I mean, I'd feel grateful just to make it to 70,
yeah,
to be completely honest. And when he was asked, like, a lot of people, I guess, would ask him, what's the secret to a long life like that? He said, singing every day, whistling, excuse me, and half a dozen prawns.
Half a dozen prawns, he says.
Are you a prawn fan?
Vegetarian.
But
I wasn't a massive porn.
You weren't.
Fair enough.
Well, you've heard it there. If you want to live to 111, sing prawns. That's all it takes. Singing and prawns every day.
Alrighty, I'll rethink.
Do it, Jared. All right. Next up, primary students. So it's always great when there's something primary students are doing that's helping out the community.
The lilies, Oscar.
The next generation. They're the future. You know that, right? Yeah.
Yep.
So in the Snowy Mountains in New South Wales, they heard about the devastation caused by the bushfires from 2019 and 2020 to the pygmy possum population.
I've heard of the pygmy a couple of times.
We've mentioned them a few times in the good news segment. Yeah,
yeah,
they've
Oscar.
Come up. And they thought, you know what? Let's make some cookies for these possums. Let's make some cookies for these possums, Jared. And they made bonggong biscuits.
Bonggong.
Bonggong biscuits made from mealworms, macadamias, minerals, and nutrients. Yeah.
Minerals.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks so much for thanks for enlightening us.
Did you bake much when you were a kid, Jared?
I bake a little bit now, I must admit. not all that well, but yeah. I like cooking. Baking's more of a science as opposed to...
Definitely, like, yeah, there's a bit more of an art to it.
Yeah, I'm a bit too liberal with certain aspects of...
I think when I was in primary school, the most I could make was probably Maggi noodles.
So Maggi?
Maggi, did you say Maggi?
I say Maggi. What
I
you?
Say Maggi. You're probably right.
No, you're probably right.
No, you're probably... Who knows? But yeah, good stuff there from the primary school students of the Snowy Mountains in New South Wales.
Yep.
Next up, I think it's safe to say that a lot of people... For a lot of people seeing the rain, it's not that big of a deal, right?
Singing in the rain?
Seeing rain.
Oh,
it's not that big of a deal. However,
no, not to me, Oscar.
For drought babies growing up in drought-ravaged Western Queensland, the recent rain has been life-changing.
Yep.
It'd been the first time since they'd seen rain in 10 years.
What?
10 years, yeah. And I was also quite flabbergasted by that too. So it was 10 years since they had actually seen real rain. And for a lot of those kids, they hadn't seen it at all because they were only 8 years old.
That's incredible. It's
mind-blowing.
It is. And it's reflective of kind of the Australian spirit that someone can live in an area for 10 years.
With no rain,
with
yeah.
absolutely no rain. Because if you read that on paper, you just think, I'm going to move. It's like my argument, right? I'm assuming you've seen... You're familiar with Batman, Oscar?
Who's that? Batman. No, yes, yeah, of
He's
course.
The Caped Crusader.
Caped Crusader, of course.
Yeah, every time I've ever, like, I've just thought it, because I used to think it when I was six, and I continue to think it now, if you lived in Gotham City, you'd move.
Yeah, it's just a horrible place
every
to
second,
be.
Every second week, there's
people, it's horrible.
There's people breaking out of jail and blowing up bridges and this and the other and causing havoc. Like, it's I don't know.
Maybe there's some nice people. You never know. You don't really hear about the good stuff happening in Gotham City.
The good people in Gotham.
The good people of Gotham.
Yeah, that's true. Your Bruce Waynes and the like.
Yeah, 100%. But good stuff there. I'm sure there was a lot of dancing in the rain.
Yeah, really good stuff. We've come to the end of the segment, unfortunately.
The song's
Oscar,
finished.
I know. The song beat us for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, that's insane, Jared.
But I do appreciate you coming in a couple of times
my
throughout
pleasure.
This morning.
Thanks for joining my segment, Jared.
Oh, thank you so much again. For having me, Oscar.
You're welcome.
It's always a pleasure. Cheers. Thanks for your time. Ayobi here with Don't Let It Go To Your Head. You're listening to The Daily with Oscar Byrne, apparently, and me, Jared.